I don't drink soda.
The Ty and Mikey Show, episode 725.
Action.
Why does it say that still?
I guess you didn't change it. Or Jerry didn't change it, I should say. It's Jerry job for sure.
Yeah. Jerry, why does it say that still?
Well, useless.
I thought it was supposed to be new every episode.
It's just another example of the unprofessional work environment that we have to suffer through to get this show out to the world.
Yep. So we'll do the best with what we got, as always, Jerry. So go ahead and roll it. We're ready.
I'm old. I'm tired. Now work with fucking children.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Computer, are you ready? Computer, are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Free candy, you ready? All right, cool. Let's do it.
Smart plug, stand by.
Smart plug, give us a silent countdown. Yo, thank you for tuning into the Natural Habitat Podcast. My name is Mikey Booyah.
My name's Austin Ty.
We got Smart Plug here. We got Computer, the one and only artificially intelligent podcast co-host. Free Candy is joining us from Canada. He's piped in.
Free Candy, can you hear me, bud? I think you can hear me.
That's terrific. Yeah. He can hear us. We'll be able to hear him.
Someday.
Do you ever go back and hear the things that he says?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah, it's great.
Good stuff, Free Candy.
We want to thank you for joining us, and we also want to allow you to thank us for being here.
So just take like a moment of silence so they can do that?
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Now today is going to be a dicey episode.
It's going to be real choppy.
It's going to be dangerous.
Like a slap chop episode.
Yeah, we are going to probably have to cut a lot of things out. It's going to be very dangerous. Things that aren't supposed to talk about.
We're going to, things that are perhaps a little bit too taboo for the censors, the YouTube censors, the global elite censors.
Too hot for TV, they
would
say.
It definitely isn't going on TV under no circumstances.
But before we get into that, look at my shirt. I got a...
What does it say there? Let me inspect that. It says Natural Habitat Podcast, EST 2003, Habit Rat Pizza.
Habit Rat Pizza.
Habit Rat Pizza. That's clever. It's clever. It's a play on the word habitat.
And then you want to read the back?
Let's see the back. The back, it says, at HP, Natural Habitat Podcasts, Habit Rat Pan Pizza. Number one podcast since 2004. And it's only $5 a slice for this pizza, this pan pizza. It's the best podcast in town. And it's served fresh straight to you for fast delivery. Call 1-805-900-7301. So is it advertising pizza or is it advertising the podcast or both?
So it's a collab between a podcast and a pizza.
See, we typically don't serve pizza.
No, we don't serve pizza, but Habit Rat Pizza does.
Yeah.
And that's the big announcement that we want to make today, is that we are going to be opening our own pizza restaurant.
Yeah, and I feel like for the right price, for the right monetary value, like we can serve them whatever they want. You know what I mean? Like you want us to make you a lobster dinner for the right, you get that money right, get that bag in, and we're going to make you the best lobster dinner in town.
And we got a perfect location in your city. And it's right there, equal distance from everything. And we got like the Instacart gold. We got shipped gold. So we could get things brought in.
I hear they're closing down Subways left and right. So your town, chances are it's probably got two or three Subways. Uh-huh. At any point, one of them's going to close soon. So like once
you slide right in.
Slide into the comments, fire that off and let us know if your town has a Subway that looks like it's on its last leg or is possibly already out of business.
If you have more than one Subway, then let us know.
Yeah, because I mean, no town should be accommodating more than one Subway at this point. In a post-Jared world, no.
No, not at all. So once those Subways close down, we're going to slide in. We're going to open up Habit Rat Pizza. And like Ty said, we can make anything you want. This isn't just going to be – the menu is going to say menu, your imagination.
Yeah, we're playing fast and loose with the menu.
What you want on your pizza. You know, we will only make you pizza. No pastas, no breadsticks.
Absolutely not. No
bullshit like that.
No.
No 2 liters of pop.
No.
None of that.
No 2 liters of pop?
No 2 liters of pop.
No.
None of that. No chips and salsa.
Like a chips thing? And salsa? Get out of here.
No peanuts while you wait? None of that.
No. You think you're going to throw peanut shells on the ground? It's some sort of fucking... Like it's some sort of slop house? No, this is a fine dining experience.
Yeah. So you come here, you get pizza only, and then you get to tell us what you want on your pizza, and then we get it, and depending on what it is that you ask for, it might be a little bit longer for us to make your pizza.
Yeah, it might be the type of deal where we flash freeze it and send it to you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you could get it later on, depending on where we have to get it. But for the most part, if you're cool and you ask for, a pepperoni...
Yeah, and just to make this clear for the, people out there that are, prone to believing in conspiracy theories, this is just pizza. Just literal, actual, physical pizza that you eat. There's no children involved, Matt. There's nothing like that. It's not Pizzagate.
No. People like to pizza. Read into that a lot.
Yeah, it's just pizza. Good old-fashioned pizza like Domino's makes, but only much better.
And that's why we went with no pasta. We didn't want to do because pizza and pasta, it's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
So pizza only... Pepperoni, if you're cool. We got plenty of pepperoni. We got cheese. We got the dough.
Yeah.
And it's just an exciting time for us because I think the pizza place is going to make a lot more money than the podcast
does. Oh, almost certainly.
Yeah. So it's been a big week.
Exciting week, yeah.
I guess the biggest news to get into first would be the Diddy drama. Did he do it?
Puff Daddy, has been in quite a bit of hot water here this past week or two, resulting from some allegations that have been made regarding to some sex trafficking, and really there's just been a whole lot of allegations thrown his way from a number of different people, just kind of coming from all different directions. I think the first thing that came out, I don't remember if we talked about it or not, was that the singer that he was previously in a relationship with, both professionally and in like a sexual relationship, Cassie.
Yeah.
She sued him and the lawsuit came out. It got settled quickly, but the lawsuit came out. So everything that was in it, became public record.
And that where the gay shit came from?
Yeah. There's all kinds of wild stuff that came out of that first lawsuit there. And then, he quickly settled that. But at that point, the floodgates just kind of came open of anybody who's even dealt with him in the past, whether or not he's wronged them rightfully or not, seems to have some sort of story about Puff Daddy just being a real monster.
Yeah, and it was sex pervert. It was small allegations here and there after that first lawsuit. And then just a few days ago, Homeland Security raided three of his houses, all three of his houses.
Yeah, yep.
Kicked in the doors, synchronized their watches. They were in different time zones. They all kicked them at the same second.
Yeah.
Got in there.
On the anniversary of Biggie's song, Kick in the Door,
is being it really?
Released. Yeah, which is wild. Wild coincidence.
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4.
All you heard was Papa Don't Hurt Me No More.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one.
Is that really the.
Yeah. It was. Saw that. I mean, I didn't fact check it, but I saw somebody.
Do you think Homeland Security's cool?
Oh, yeah.
You think that's what it is? They did it on purpose? Yeah. They were waiting for that day?
100%.
So Homeland Security kicked in the door, waving a 4-4, and served these warrants for human trafficking and sex trafficking and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And now human trafficking, I feel like. Pretty much any sex crime has kind of just been lumped into the umbrella of the human trafficking. Yeah. Whether you're pimping, even if you're just a standard street pimp, all of a sudden it ain't pimping no more.
No.
I mean, it's already hard out here for a pimp, but now all of a sudden it's trafficking, which seems far more grim and serious and frankly demeaning.
Is scary. But, I mean, technically it is, I guess.
So, we don't exactly know until everything that Homeland Security has on Puffy comes out like the lawsuit did. We don't really know. All we can do is speculate, and speculate we have been doing.
Yeah, we have. And then the next big story was that Diddy's plane touched down in the Caribbean somewhere.
Yeah. See, I think that was the rumor the day of. But I think just recently it came out that he wasn't on the plane.
Wasn't on the plane.
But he could have been, shipping a whole ton of evidence off or something. Something there's a reason why his private jet just suddenly decided to take off to a country that doesn't allow extradition.
Yeah, that was weird. And whether he was on the jet or not, everybody heard that first story.
And then also they arrested his drug mule, who like is like a teenage looking boy. I mean, this looks like a high school kid, just like a geeky white kid. But supposedly this is Puff Daddy's personal drug mule, who's responsible for, you know, providing him with a wide array of drugs, like basically everything in the book, according to, you know, the information that's come out.
Okay.
And they detained him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. People are now coming out with all these like creepy stories and things that they heard and things that they experienced, and it's the floodgates are wide open.
Yeah, I mean, people have been speculating this and that about Puff Daddy for years, whether it's that he set up Tupac, which he probably did. I think that is going to be confirmed at some point in our lifetime, because I from my understanding is that is what happened.
Yeah.
He paid off
well, that was another
Keefy
thing.
D or whatever.
Yeah, recently Keefy D was in court, and under oath he said that he got paid by Puff Daddy.
Right, and I think at some point, you know, like enough evidence to link that is going to come out, maybe in Keefy D's trial or whatever. But there's that. There's remember the nightclub shooting that he got somebody else to take the fall for, but supposedly he shot up that nightclub with Jennifer Lopez and all of them, and then
now
he
I wonder,
went on like a white Bronco chase, and then
I wonder if this this raid for the sex trafficking and human trafficking is really a ruse so that they can get access to his phone and computers and prove that he's guilty. Because, I mean, somewhere he had to have been talking to someone about...
I mean, there's even rumors and speculation that he set Biggie up because Biggie was wanting to leave Bad Boy. And they had like a falling out that not many people knew about right at the end of there. And, you know, he ended up having Biggie shot. So, you know, there's already just always been like a gray cloud over the head of Puffy.
Yeah. And it's not looking good for Diddy. So, did he do it? We don't know. Time will tell.
Yeah. Now, should we get into the joke that I made?
Yeah.
So, I, you know, this all came to light, and I text Mikey over here. I was like, well, this really just makes you wonder, ... Did he do it? Did he do it? But I spelled it D-I-D-D-Y, like the dude's name. So,
and then you sent that to me, and it was funny.
It was super funny. I sent it to three or four people. One person even said, ha, 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 ha. Mm-hmm. It went over very well with everybody that I sent
it to. But then you immediately texted me right after.
Yeah.
And you said, do you get it? Did he? Like, did he?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a chance that you weren't hip to the lingo. To, you know, maybe you were just still calling him Puff Daddy, and you weren't aware that he was even going by Diddy.
12 years ago, he changed his name to Diddy,
but then he changed it back, and he's Brother Love for a minute, and then he's Puff again. And it's just, you know, his whole name situation is confusing at times. So I just wanted to make sure it didn't sail over your head.
No, I liked it, but then you explained it to me, and then I didn't like it afterwards. And then I saw you in
public. I don't think me explaining it to you negates the whole original joke.
And then I ran into you like probably a half hour later. And then you asked me again.
You can't retroactively not find something funny. You know, like if you found it funny to begin with, you can't be like, oh, well, I didn't.
Yeah, you can. It happened to me with Grandma's Boy. I thought Grandma's Boy was funny. And then I rewatched it and it's not funny.
But it was funny the first time you watched it. Like, are you really supposed to find things just as funny the second and third time? No.
Yeah, okay. I guess you're right. So, yeah, I mean, yes, it was funny.
It was a good joke.
It was a good joke.
I just wanted to share that with all you guys.
It was really good. So, now do you want to get into Zila?
Yeah, we can touch on Zila.
Yeah. Zila has been out here wilding ever since forever, really.
Yeah. Well,
since my childhood. And
I mean, was that Zila or was that Britney? I guess we should explain. Britney Spears has recently rebranded herself as Zila, X-I-L-A. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's how she pronounces it. And apparently it's, you know, like it's not just a new name. It's a new Zila.
It's a new Zila. Like New Zealand?
New Zealand, yeah.
Yeah. So she changed her name to Zila. She's having a hard time understanding English. And she's out here wilding now that she's free.
Yep.
And I love how, like, everybody wanted to free Britney, and then you free Britney, and this is what we get.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of makes you wonder, like, whether she should have been under that conservatorship or whatever it was that she was bound to.
Yeah.
And maybe we should have never freed Brittany, but you know what? We freed Brittany, and now we got Zila.
Now, see, like,
and, I mean, I don't know that we need Zila free. You know what I mean? Like, I was trying to free Brittany. This Zila character sounds like it could be problematic.
Yeah. So, I remember I saw this video of this bum, and he was walking around, and he was screaming.
Just a rambling derelict.
And he said, like, let me see.
Just kind of like gibberish.
Yeah, gibberish. And then he said, here we go. He said, here we go a lot. Oh, this is it. Yeah.
Now, she's a poor neighbor. Was ex-Catholic by her demand. A man I'm supposed to talk to. Well, she doesn't know what to do. She says we stopped from Colleyville. Says she hates me ever since I arrived. Says I'm not allowed to go on her. Because it would be too challenging in court. That I would not be an occupant.
It sounds eloquent to me.
On her state.
This is like a fine public speaker.
Not with yet, they should have a policy. This liver says she's moved in. And that she just, she don't want the challenge. Here we go. She plays with Pittsburgh Steelers. She wants no boy in Greenville, Ohio. The better, but she wants someone else. Here we go.
So that's just a guy.
So what's the overlap with Zila and that guy?
Now, Zila, I feel like the delivery of this Instagram post is best if read in the style of this homeless guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can dig that.
So she
because
says,
I use a ring light, but I like it using it, so I bought 3 new bathing suits for this trip.
Only one really resonates with me. My favorite part of my trip is being naked in the water. I saw 2 crabs walk with shells on their backs. My friend picked one up and I screamed, here we go. The only fish I ever saw were extremely small. White, clear, bloody body fish swam with them in the shallow end. The boat was exciting, except I wanted to drive it. They used to let me drive it before. Not sure why they didn't this time. Here we go.
Yeah, I think that's probably why they didn't let her operate the boat this time.
Then she says, since I changed my name to Zila, I actually...
Oh, and that's in all caps, by the way.
Yeah, XILA.
All caps when you say the woman's name. When you say the name,
yeah. I actually am having a hard time understanding English. The dress I wore on my pics is the only dress that actually fits me. When I go out at night, I like having dinner by myself.
And these are all like punctuated by a space and then 3 exclamation points.
Uh-huh. And she overuses ellipses, which I also do. So I relate to that. Then she says, I adore people. That's why I'm telling you guys about this hairspray I'm spraying. Every hairdresser I've had knows I won't shut up about Orbi hairspray. But seriously, go buy it. And tell me what the hell you think. It's that good.
I think that's just like a sponsored post by Orbi Hairspray. I think Orbi Hairspray probably wrote all that copy verbatim.
Then she goes on to talk about how she has a microscopic tattoo on her neck in Hebrew. And then her life isn't that great. There's a lot of other things that happen on this trip that I'm not sharing.
And I portray everything as completely perfect, but trust me, I've been through it as well. Like, mm-hmm. Is she portraying that this is like a perfect life?
It would make other people extremely sad, and honestly, there's not a fucking thing I could do about it. So just know my life is not as perfect as it seems, and remember, my beautiful friends, you're not alone.
Yeah, nobody thinks that, Brittany.
We got to save Brittany. We got to lock her back up. Yeah, we got to get her a new conservatorship.
We got to get her
a
new
different guy.
Yeah, like maybe not her dad.
Her uncle
maybe.
Or something. She's got a cool uncle.
Doesn't she have like a little sister, Jamie Lynn Spears?
Yeah.
Can Jamie Lynn take care of it?
Yeah. All she's doing is taking the keys.
I mean, Jamie Lynn really like established her whole career riding the coattails of Brittany. It's only fair that she like takes the reins here and reels sis back in.
So I think we need to save Brittany again. We need to start the Save Brittany Again movement. We're going to start it right here, right now.
So hashtag Save Brittany.
Again.
Yep.
Save Brittany.
Bring it back, unfortunately. Yep.
And we're going to save her again. We're going to put her back in the conservatorship. Away from her dad.
A brand new conservatorship.
The dad
a better
was the
conservatorship.
Problem.
Her dad's the problem. And like her dad, he's like dying or dead or something. Yeah. He's out of the picture
if
now.
If the conservatorship was the problem, there wouldn't be such thing. You know? So it's a thing for a reason. The government knows best or whatever.
Yeah, so we're hoping the social media campaign will, you know, maybe get the ball rolling. Maybe some sort of social worker or judge or somebody can do something.
Yeah, free Britney Spears again, please. Another thing that is going to make this episode dangerous that I wanted to talk about.
It's already pretty dangerous, man. Like, it's already, like, real... I mean, people are putting themselves in danger by even receiving this information from us.
Get some creepy. I want to talk about Bohemian Grove.
Bohemian Grove?
Yeah.
I'm more pretending like I don't know what it is, just for the sake of...
For the sake of the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me do...
You like a spooky sound effect or something? Some ambiance?
I think I have something spooky.
Hey, what I want to talk about Bohemian
Grove. Okay. Bohemian Grove is a place in the woods.
It's in Northern California.
It's in Northern California.
I mean, presumably it's some sort of grove.
Mm-hmm. It's a grove. There's trees there.
Lots of trees. Surrounded
by
trees.
It's very nice. And the country's elite, rich, white men go there.
Once every summer, they have like a big, I think it's like a week-long meeting there.
And they shoot the shit, they shake hands, they make deals that change all of our lives.
Supposedly, there's no business discussed. That's like a hard rule, is no business discussed, but who really knows?
Yeah, it could be, we don't know, we're not allowed in there. So they do these, and allegedly, there's some creepy stuff that goes down in there. I don't think this music fits, but it's not.
It started out cool.
Yeah, it doesn't fit the story, though.
Yeah,
I think the beginning was good.
A pharmaceutical commercial for like Levitra or something.
I just didn't like that build up. This is a very happy, upbeat song, but I think we could still tell the story of Bohemian Grove. So this place, allegedly, has a lot of spooky, creepy shit going down.
I feel like this music's still killing it.
It's not doing it.
It's
Bohemian Grove is fucked. And it's how Alex Jones got famous. Is that he snuck into Bohemian Grove, recorded a bunch of video of them on this stage with a giant statue of Moloch, the owl god.
Yeah.
And they were in robes and cloaks.
They wear robes like druids. They sacrifice. Supposedly, it's just like a fake child.
Yeah.
But they're still... like they burn it or do something to like a fake child, which is
slap it
extremely
it
concerning. And yes, they have like a burning giant owl statue that seems like something out of like an M. Night Shyamalan movie or something like that.
They're speaking in Latin.
Speaking in Latin, just acting real creepy. And what's concerning is like these aren't just like, your regular rich guys. These are world leaders, presidents, CEOs of the biggest companies. I mean, we don't have a full list because it's top secret and well guarded.
Yeah. But guest books that have been snuck out of these places, like, have some elite people in there. All the big ones.
So it's concerning, especially in this day and age of all these conspiracy theories where, like, it's real easy to say like, hey, that's silly, Pizzagate, QAnon, all that kind of stuff, which is probably not real. But it's like, how are you going to say definitively that that stuff is just completely cuckoo? I'm doing the thing. Cuckoo.
When
you have this stuff proven to be happening literally every year.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's... we don't have like much evidence of what's going on there outside of the Alex Jones video from 2000. It was a while ago.
Yeah, there was Alex Jones video, and then finally people that went to it started admitting that it existed.
Yeah, and like there's like a guy that made a YouTube video recently where he like goes there, he breaks in. It's not really that exciting when he's actually on the property, but he goes around and talks to the townspeople and interviews like the locals. And some of them are pretty creepy, and pretty much everyone seems like they highly discourage anyone from going there. And it seems like they know all too well the type of people that come. And supposedly before they go there, they come to this small town, this small community, and try to get like prostitutes and drugs and all that stuff to take into the, 'cause once you go in, you can't come out until it's over. Mm-hmm. So, I had heard of it before, but until I watched the YouTube video, I was like, wow, this is like really a thing. Like it's got a Wikipedia page. It's like, you know, it's like an open secret.
Yeah. And this came out and was a whole thing back in 2000, and then it kind of just like went away and nobody talks about it. Yeah. But recently it's been coming up more and more. That guy went and snuck in on that YouTube video. A lot of people have been making things about it. And then what I found was this article about Ryan Garcia, who is a boxer, 25-year-old boxer.
He's actually been like saying some like crazy things all over the place lately, though.
He's not
necessarily a credible source. I don't know what he says, but
he has a. That's what I heard somebody say, that
he's
it's
like
CTE.
Making the podcast rounds, yeah, and he's just saying like a lot of wacky stuff.
Yeah, so he was claiming on Twitter that people took him to Bohemian Grove and made him watch and partake in all kinds of creepy shit. And then Andrew Tate started a Twitter voice or whatever, where you could do like a phone call that everyone could listen in on. And he talked to him about it. And he made all these, he was like, I don't even give a fuck anymore, and made all these crazy allegations against Bohemian Grove, which brought it back up into
the public lexicon.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's interesting. Again, Andrew Tate and Ryan Garcia aren't necessarily
people
I would.
Bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. They held me down. They made me watch the little kids get raped. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Where?
Bro, they fucking took me to the fucking woods, bro, and they fucking tied. Not fucking joking, bro.
So, yeah. Pretty harsh allegations.
Yeah, yeah, those are some bold allegations.
Mm-hmm. Should we add that to the soundboard?
Yeah, I think that would be something that would come in handy regularly.
So, with that being, because when I looked up Bohemian Grove, it was all kinds of articles about that from like 2 days ago.
Yeah, and what's kind of like even creepier are some of the ones that seem to like put a normal spin on it, because like, you know, like this place isn't secret. Like it exists, you know, like, and it's, nobody's denying that it exists. Even like the, you know, like people attached to it aren't denying that it exists. They're just denying that it's anything too serious. But at the same time, you're like, well, okay, we'll prove it. And they're like, no.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the media outlets that cover it and try to put a positive spin on it basically make it sound like, oh, this is just, you know, like a boys club, like a summer camp for rich guys to go out, have a good time and bond. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Business is strictly off the table. But like, I mean, that doesn't really line up with like the, you know, like the druid costumes and burning owl statue and like even if they're fake, the fake sacrifice, just all that shit.
And like, they're like, oh, it's a play.
Like what? Like no.
It's a weird play.
See, but it's not. Yeah.
And it's like tradition. So how is that anything different than like a ritual?
Yeah, and I just feel
it's
like
tradition,
in this
tradition, and it's like a ceremony that you perform. That's a ritual.
I feel like in this climate of conspiracy theories and political distrust, it might not be the best thing for them to be doing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's exactly like building any sort of public trust when you're going out there and just doing weird shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, now, you know, is there like a reason? If that's what it is there a reason you can't like, you know, have like maybe one or two reporters just come and check it out?
Yeah.
Like, what, like, you know, it just, it, there's a lot of unanswered questions, mm-hmm, uncertain times.
And then they also were part of a lawsuit recently.
Oh, yeah.
Someone said that they weren't paid
wages. Yeah, and they were made to do all kinds of like weird like shit that fell out of outside the realm of their job
and
titles.
And they worked 15-hour days and then only clock in for 8 so that it looked like they had a 40-hour work week. And then they promised to pay them later and then never paid them. And then they also didn't keep accurate employment records.
Yeah, and it's like, if these are the richest guys in the world, like, you know, get your bag, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the people that are keeping your secrets should be well paid, you think, so mm-hmm, you don't have people coming to the media and drawing attention to your secret society. I mean, you have all that money, like, don't be tight with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So the people in the lawsuit were the Bohemian Grove Society or whatever, and then the company that they use, like Paylocity or whatever, to
so like a shell payroll. Company. Oh,
it's like a payroll company,
right?
And that's how they got their paycheck. So they sued both of them. Bohemian Grove immediately got out of it because they said, "Yo, we're not like an employer." Right. And these people don't directly work for us. They work for whatever camp
like
it was.
I'm sure there's like some sort of third party deal or whatever where they can wash their hands of it pretty easily.
So they were like, you know, we're actually not a part of this. And then they slithered out of it. And then the payroll company was like, how would we even know you lied to us? And you tried to fraud us and say that you worked 8-hour days. So we didn't do anything wrong either. They both got out of it. Look, you see the TV freaking out? Do you see it all like... Yeah. I feel like we're talking about shit we're not supposed to talk
absolutely,
about.
Absolutely. Jesus Christ. We should have turned
it's the wind.
Our phones
it's the,
off.
It's the wind.
Oh, yeah. The
Remember
wind
the
ghost?
Wind makes it look like it's haunted.
Ghost, yep.
Everything's haunted with the wind.
Yeah, stay out of Bohemian Grove. If you do go to Bohemian Grove, feel free to sound off in the comments below. Let us know what you saw. Were you there during the what would you even call it? The ceremony?
Rituals?
See, I think that's the next step is, you know, you got these YouTubers that are sneaking in there, you know, off season. Like, go there in the summer when the shit's popping off and get in there and make a YouTube video. That's what everybody wants to see. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't care about, like, looking at their little campgrounds and all that shit.
Yeah. So, Jesus Christ, what is with this TV? So, Bohemian Grove, hopefully, since there's a wave of people talking about it right now, we can kind of blend in with them and not raise any red flags
the elite. Yeah, like I feel like we're not a big enough channel to where we're going to draw too much attention to ourselves compared to some of the larger channels that may be talking about it. Mm-hmm. And that might be one of the few instances where, you know, our lack of success really is going to help
save us. It's going to, we're going to pull through in the end. And then all these bigger channels that talk about
they're
going to get taken
off.
Out.
They're falling off, taken down. And then all of a sudden, like we replace them. Mm-hmm. And then we eventually get so successful that we're asked to join the Bohemian Grove and we can go and then, you know, we'll come back. We'll check it out. We'll tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
And we'll be honest. Mm-hmm. Like
we'll totally tell you that we'll be on the up and up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you are a part of the Bohemian Grove Society or you go there or you work there or something like that, hit us up.
Let us know. I've been trying to join the Freemasons for the past couple of years.
Yeah.
We've talked about it on the show. Mm-hmm. I think I put in an application last year and the year before. So I am due for my yearly Freemason application.
You can apply once a year?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna do that. I'll let you guys know if I, make any progress in that.
I think that'll probably make it a lot easier to get into Bohemian Grove.
Yeah. Cause I mean, like the Freemasons, you gotta be a Freemason before you can be a Shriner, which I found out.
Oh, really?
So I tried to join the Shriners and they were like, you have to be a Freemason for X amount of years before you can be a Shriner.
Oh, shit.
Cause the Shriners are the ones with the fucking cool
hats and the little car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, that looks fucking fresh.
That's creepy. I would have thought that Freemasons were higher than Shriners.
They're apparently related. You know, it's like a different level. But yeah, I've applied to the Freemasons a couple times, and they always send me a nice email saying that they've received my information and they'll be in touch. Mm-hmm. And then they never reach out. And I'm wondering if it's just a front. You know what I mean? Like they make it seem like it's a public organization that anybody can join.
Yeah.
But then like they're not accepting just anyone. They're not accepting me.
That's not how it goes. Yeah. Do you think it could be your last name?
Is Cosme. Yeah, I mean it sounds a little
foreign.
Yeah,
it sounds Russian almost.
Yeah,
I mean I know it's not.
No, I mean it's Czech, which I think is like Russian adjacent.
Yeah,
I think that's like one of the countries or areas that Putin's trying to take over.
Soviet Union. Yeah,
I think
or something?
You know it's over there. It's over there. You know what I mean? It's east.
Sounds Russian.
Yeah, so I guess I could like, use like a pseudonym, but I think eventually they're going to want documentation,
ID and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that you just keep trying persistence.
I mean, I'm like white,
Yeah.
Like,
You're white. You're, I think once you get, the older you get every year, you have a higher chance.
And I feel like a lot of the older guys got to be like falling off like flies. You know what I mean? They're going to need to bring in some new blood.
That's what I mean.
I don't mean like children's blood. I mean like
every year you know, you've like, got new old timers, the elders that are dying. And then you're getting older. So you're less of a young guy, more of an old guy because they want old guys in there.
Yeah.
So maybe old yourself up. Do you ever go drop off an application in person or you just do it online?
No, just online.
Yeah. Do you send a picture?
I mean, we do have a Masonic temple in Paso, so like maybe I just show up there and like be like, hey, what's the deal, guys? I feel like if they, you know, like talk to me in person and saw, you know, like my dedication there, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, they'll be charmed.
So I kind of want to go and break into Bohemian Grove now that everybody's doing it.
Yeah, or like at least like go fly a drone up there or something. Yeah.
Go look at it. Mm-hmm. It's here in California.
It is.
So we could just do a day trip.
We could. We
sound
could go
off if you want to see a Bohemian Grove vlog.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
So another thing I wanted to talk about before we get out of here. Last week we had a March Madness bracket kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what any of the things were.
I think the gun won.
The gun?
I'm pretty sure the gun won the March Madness.
Oh, we finished it?
Oh, maybe we didn't finish it. I just feel like the gun would win.
The gun would win. Okay, yeah. Well, I kind of agree with that, so we should just say...
We're going to call the gun the winner. I mean, just by sheer force. I mean...
It's like, a gun.
Yeah, a gun's going to pretty much destroy anything else that was in that bracket.
Mm-hmm. What... Do you remember anything else that was in the bracket?
We had Smart Plug for sure.
Yeah.
The gun definitely beat Megaphone here.
Yeah.
And that... I can't really think of anything else.
I want to say there was a lot of inanimate things and ideas of things.
Yeah.
Like I think spiral some of them cut were ham and stuff we don't have.
Show related, some of them weren't.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a mixture.
That was a weird list. But Jerry doesn't have the list anymore.
No,
he said that he lost it.
Oh, shit.
So he said that he erased it off the board, but he couldn't erase the fucking Ty and Mikey show off the board. And put the real show title.
Kind of typical.
Yeah. So we're going to say the gun won.
Yeah, congratulations to the gun. I think that's a real solid win for the gun. Gun's been the outstanding part of the show for the better part of 2 years now, I want to say. So
gun's been around. It's had some
classic moments on the show, honestly, like way more moments than computer.
Yeah. And, it keeps us safe. It makes it so we feel secure. Mm-hmm. And Jerry can never... it helps us dominate Jerry because in real life, like, I don't really want Jerry to hear this, but in real life, like, Jerry kind of runs the show. And if we speak up to Jerry, it becomes a whole thing. And then
he just gets like a really surly attitude and it just becomes really passive aggressive. So,
and he won't unlock the studio and then we can't get in.
Yeah. So it helps just, have that gun there and just kind of, we're casually visually remind him that it's there at all times.
And now we're in charge. When we're on the show, we have the gun. And it's like having a conch shell. It's your turn to talk.
Yeah.
So, the gun wins.
So, shout out the gun. Free Candy, I'd like to see you do a little bit more to win next March Madness. So, if you could step up your efforts, that would be fantastic.
Actually, I wanted to ask Free Candy, is there something like Bohemian Grove in Canada?
In Canada. Are there secret societies and weird shit like that? Let us know.
Yeah. Wow, I never knew that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Me neither. So that's it. And if we don't have an episode next week, then we got taken out for saying too much on this episode, bringing up Bohemian Grove and Diddy and fighter guy.
I'm doing like a zip my lip and then throw the key.
Zip lip. Throw the key. Is that a 3D version?
Yeah.
What if the show is in 3D and you watched it with 3D glasses?
Could we do that?
Yeah.
I mean, it probably wouldn't be too difficult, right?
We need three cameras. One's a red camera. One's a blue camera. Yeah. One's a regular white camera or clear.
And then we just,
And then...
You stack them over each other in the edit. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. And then you shift them. And then you wear the glasses.
You wear the glasses. The glasses are
easy peasy.
As long as you have the glasses, then.
And then we throw it. We could even use this as a trial. We could use that throw.
Make
right
that
there.
Part 3D.
Make that 3D. Yeah,
I like it.
So you could take your 3D glasses off now. We're done with the 3D segment of the show. And then we'll edit in the part where we say, put on your 3D glasses, because this is the 3D segment of the show. We'll cut that. We'll put it in the beginning of the 3D thing.
Yeah, we'll make it all work.
Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I can't think of anything right at the moment.
Favorite soup?
Favorite soup, split pea.
Split pea. We love you. We'll see you next week. Natural Habitat Recordings.